My name's Tom Orr. I'm an artist here in Dallas, Texas, and I grew up in Dallas. He was shot on Friday, then the whole weekend. And I remember either my brother turned the TV on or I turned it on right as Ruby shot him. Boswell, yeah. But we turned on the TV and bam, you know, it was like, Jesus, that was really something. That was really something to see. Sunday night, it's kind of all over. I think the funeral was going to be the next day or something, or Tuesday. You know, I went to bed and I woke up about, I don't know, midnight, and I was absolutely shaking with fear. Like, you know, I couldn't stop shaking. And I just kind of like, you know, tried to calm down, and it was the weirdest thing, man. It was the weirdest thing. Like, I could not calm down. I was just like frightened, you know. I think kids nowadays have seen so much stuff. I mean, I don't know if it really affects them, but back then, you know, you like I said, you weren't supposed to cry or get emotional, and you're supposed to be kind of tough. But there was nothing that ever happened, you know? It's the weirdest thing. I went off to art school, Rhode Island School of Design, and this is 7 years later, you know? And I'm at a party, and, you know, 7 years, that's a long time. I was at this party, and some guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, you're from Texas, right?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Where?" He goes, I said, "Dallas." He goes, "Dallas?" He said, "Well, you guys killed Kennedy." And I went, "Are you kidding me, man?" I said, "No, we didn't." You know, it's like, and I remember later thinking, what brought that on? I mean, what? He really, you know, that was still this lingering thing that Dallas had done something horrible. It's like the most bizarre thing. I wonder if that guy remembers that.